Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Geopolitical Report. I'm Phil Adler. Europe is playing catch-up to try to close the AI gap with the United States and China. Confluence Associate Market Strategist and Certified Business Economist Thomas Walsh joins us today to discuss the hurdles and the potential and how investors might profit. First, Thomas, Europe lags far behind its biggest global competitors in the number of super large corporations. Why?
Hi, Phil. And I think that's a great question. Europe has really been a laggard in fostering new innovative giants. In fact, a recent competitiveness report by former ECB president Mario Draghi pointed out that the bloc hasn't produced a single organic company with a market cap of 100 billion euros in the last 50 years. Compare that to the US, which has minted six companies worth over $1 trillion in that same window. According to the report, the fix requires a three-pronged approach. Europe needs to develop its own proprietary technology, coordinate a much tighter energy policy, and drastically reduce its reliance on foreign powers so it can become more autonomous.
Europe also lags behind the United States and China in building specifically information and technology companies, exactly the sector that's powering stock market strength in the United States. What's the impact of this on European economies?
You know, Phil, you're spot on. You know, while Europe has successful mature players like SAP and ASML, they don't have that, you know, that household name, the same consumer-facing presence that the U.S. big tech giants do. This lack of big tech means that the region has historically struggled to compete for the kind of foreign investment that builds globally recognized brands, which ultimately slows down their overall economic momentum.
Well, Europe does have the advantage of a superior savings rate. Why is it failing to capitalize?
You know, and I think that's the paradox. Europeans save more relative to the U.S., but a huge chunk of those savings gets invested abroad rather than at home. It's the opposite of what we see in China, where a high savings rate combined with strict capital control forces that money back into the domestic economy. As a result, European companies haven't really been able to tap into their own local wealth to fuel growth.
Thomas, in your report, you say that Europe is following a broad two-pronged strategy to try to turn things around on the AI front. One is decreasing regulatory hurdles. How is Europe approaching this challenge?
You know, I think they're focusing on two big areas. First, they're actually rolling back some of the environmental regulations to help firms access more affordable energy, especially critical now with the ongoing challenges in the Strait of Hormuz. They've even signaled a potential shift back toward more traditional energy sources just to keep production viable. And the second piece of the puzzle is the capital markets union. The goal there is to make cross-border investing seamless. If they can create a truly unified system, it will be much easier to attract global capital and keep it flowing efficiently throughout the entire continent.
The other key hurdle is the lack of the energy needed to support huge data centers, which are key to the build-out of AI. What's Europe's strategy here?
Energy is definitely the bottleneck, but Europe does have a home field advantage in renewables. This has actually become a magnet for AI firms. These companies prefer being near renewable hubs because it allows them to build off-grid data centers. By generating their own power, they can run these massive facilities without putting extra strain on the local power grid or competing with households for electricity.
Thomas, you also identify some key European strengths that may help it in its effort to build its information technology and communication sectors. What might investors be overlooking?
One thing people forget is that Europe's cultural and linguistic diversity is actually a hidden asset for AI. To build models that aren't biased, you need broad representative data sets. Europe has that in spades. By leveraging this diversity, firms can improve model accuracy across different demographics, which is a key hurdle for AI tools trying to scale in international markets.
What geographical locations within the European Union seem poised to make the most progress?
So what we're watching is the so-called FLAPD cities, and the FLAPD stands for Frankfurt, London, Amsterdam, Paris, and now Dublin. These areas are the primary hub because they offer the best mix of deep capital markets and reliable energy infrastructure. They are currently the top targets for hyperscalers like Alphabet and Microsoft as they look to expand their data center footprints in Europe.
Thomas, this seems, though, like a very long-term process. It's not an avenue to quick, easy profits. At least it doesn't seem that way. How should investors approach it, and what should they pay attention to?
You know, you're right. You know, it won't happen overnight. Europe will likely lag the U.S. and China in cutting-edge innovation for a while. But the efforts to harmonize regulation and build that capital markets unions make the region increasingly attractive. Investors should keep an eye on the development of European national champions that could emerge as these barriers fall.
Thomas, you point out in your report that European stock markets have been penalized recently because of their tilt toward value companies and away from growth companies. I wonder if, while this might be seen by Europe as a barrier to overcome, that this might actually be beneficial in the months immediately ahead if technology and AI momentum deflates.
You know, Phil, it certainly should provide a safety net. While we expect Europe to gain more growth exposure over the next few years, it remains a fantastic diversification play for anyone who feels over-leveraged in U.S. tech. Plus, there's the currency angle. These stocks stand to benefit from a secular decline in the dollar, which could provide an extra boost to returns for U.S.-based investors.
Thank you, Thomas. The title of this week's report is Europe's Push to Close the AI Gap. And you can find a link to the written report, dated May 4th, on the Confluence webpage, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. And this information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.